Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach Beis, 562, with the second mitzvah relating to the nations of Ammon and Moab. Says the Torah again that we are not allowed to have anyone from Ammon and Moab marry into the Jewish religion, even after they, even if they would convert. One is not allowed to have them. Lo yavo amoni moavi b'kal Hashem. Even 10 generations down, they are not allowed in because of the two reasons given in the Torah. Because they didn't come out with lechem and mayim when we went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and also they hired Bilam ben Baor to curse us. But we'll get back to that. But Hashem didn't want Bilam's words to be successful, and therefore he changed the kala to a bracha because Hashem loves you. And then we have Lo Sidrosh Shalomam Vitovasam Kol Yamecha Leolam. Do not search and seek out their shalom or their tov all of your days forever. Not allowed to. Rashi says Mechlal Shneimar Imcha Yeshiv Bekir Becha Yachal Avzekein Tamalamar Lo Sidrosh Shalomam. No, they cannot. You're not allowed to ask for shalom before they ask. So the Sefer Chinuch following the Rambam counts this not just as a negative, but as a separate lo saseh, says the Sefer Chinuch, shenimnanu mihishlim im amon umoav ad olam. We're not allowed to make peace or ask them for peace. V'ho'inyan azehu she'akel tzivanu kishenotzer ala medinos shenishal mehem hashalom kodem ha'molchama k'mo shekasafti. The earlier we had a mitzvah tav kuf chav zayin, part of the mitzvos of milchama, include that we should ask, we should send for peace. Do you want peace? Except Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach, or you can leave. Right? We give them various options. You could have the whole world. Just list this little tiny piece of land is specifically ours. So we do that. And if not, so then we have to go to war. The only land in the world that we have this mitzvah by. But when it comes to Ammon and Moab, we don't. Remember the Rambam. The Rambam quotes in Ilchas Malachim, we discussed this during that mitzvah, that there are different levels of what Yeshua ben Nun did in terms of the letters that he sent when he went. Even though it's not explicit in the Psukim, but generally by all other nations, we send L'shalom. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Malachim, Perek Vavalachahei, Shlosha Ksavim Shalach Yeshua Ad Shalom Nichnas Laretz. He sent three letters. Harishon Shalach Lahem, Misha Rotze Levroach Yivrach. Whoever wants to leave, feel free. The Chazer v'Shalach, Misharotza l'Hashlim, Yashlim. It can be Mashlim, make Shalom. The Chazer v'Shalach, Misharotza l'Hashlim, Chama Yaseh. It's up to you. We send letters. Im came ibn Maha Rimu Yoshve Givon. If they all had those choices, what the whole story with Givon, and they pretended to be from a faraway land, and they came and they dressed up. So what was the problem? They were sent letters. You want to make peace? Make peace. So why do they have to dress up? Lefi says the Rambam. Sheshalach lahem bichlal velo kiblu velo yadu mishpat Yisrael v'dimu sheim poschem lahem l'shalom. They thought not. They thought they wouldn't want to make peace. Right, making a treaty, making this covenant, betaus was what got them upset. But either way, this is the general rule. But right after that, the Rambam says, Amon and Moab ain shochem lahem l'shalom. All this process and these letters we don't send to Amon and Moab. Shene emar lo sidro shlosha shloma v'tovasam. As our pasuk says, Amru chachamim lefish emar v'karase lel l'shalom yochal Amon and Moab kein tamalomar lo sidrosh shilomam. And then the Rambam adds on a line which the Kesef Mishnah and the Minchas Chinuch assume is the Rambam's own svara. There's no source for this. The afal pi shein shalin b'shlomam im hishlimu me atzmam tchila mekablan osam. Remember, they're not allowed to marry in. There's nothing to talk about. But if they come to us to try to make peace, you can accept it. You don't ask them for it. That's the diuk. Lo sidrosh shalom avitovasam. But if it's darish va'omed, if it's already there, and they're offering the peace, so then one can make peace with them. That's the Rambam in Vav in Hilchos, in Hilchos Malachim. So this is the issue. Let's finish up now the Chinuch's paragraph. So again, even though there's a general rule, but here we don't say it. Tamalomar lo sidrosh shilomam. The Ramban notes right here that the specific Isser is talking about a case where Ammon and Moab are in their land. In their land. Vahanira Eli, says the Ramban, when does this Isser apply? When Ammon and Moab are living in Ammon and Moab. If they come to another land, right? I'm sorry, let's go back a step for a minute. We have earlier also Besides this isser of making peace with them, says the Ramban, we have to read this in light of something that we read back in Perek Beis of Devarim. We're not allowed to fight them. We don't send them to make peace. We don't fight them. Al tiskar bum. Eina mitzvah l'sha'ay b'lvad, elahu mitzvahs lo sasei l'doros. So lo sasei l'doros. Why? Ki livnei lo, nitzatiyah Yerusha. We gave them their lands. Ammon and Moab. So ask the Ramban, what does it mean that you're not supposed to fight Ammon and Moab, but our pasuk says you don't make peace with them? How do you put these two together? V'hinei artsam lahem la'olam, ki hinach l'ashin chilam Hashem. Hashem gave them the lands of Lot. Lo sidrosh yitzaveh. Let's say there's another land which they conquered, which isn't biblical Ammon and Moab. That's what our mitzvah is talking about. If they're in a non-Ammon and Moab land, and you are going to have milchama with them, there is an isser to send shalom. V'cheinim yavo heim li'lachem b'artzeinu, or if they come to Eretz Yisrael, mutar lanu l'rdof achareihem, v'lechbosh mehem amedinos, lahakos yoshvei ha'arim sh'asu imanu hara'ah. So the Ramban says, keep that in mind. Important to understand this mitzvah. What do you mean, lo sidro shalom avetov asam? It says earlier in Dvarim that you're not allowed to fight them at all. The answer is, that's in their lands. In their lands, we don't fight them. But in anywhere else in the world, we do, and in that way, we don't send shalom to them before we fight them. And the Ramban continues and says, V'yalderech ha-pshat, latam lo sidro shalom v'tov asam. Why? What's the reason? We'll get to the Shorash HaMitzvah of the Chinuch in a minute. So the Ramban says, Ka'omer, afo b'shem b'nei mishpachtechem, v'avram avichem, ahaves avichem ka'ach, lo yonik shteimo, even though they're your family members, your cousins, and Avram Avinu love them, lo tiul atem lo ka'achim, darshei shalom v'tova. You don't. Why? Ki heim heferu brisachva, v'tiem muferes la'olam. They have already desecrated and annulled the treaty. And even though their family basically made themselves not family, and therefore lo sidro shalom v'tov asam. That is the Ramban. Misharshi mitzvah continues the Sefer Achinuch. The Sharish behind this mitzvah, Mashakasafti mitzvah kodemes, similar to what we said earlier, the pernicious nature of the midos of Ammon and Moab, b'nei anavala ad she'ein reuyim l'shalom v'tova. They're not roy to marry in, and they're more roy even to be friendly with them. They have to stay separate. Stay separate. Avalach zariyas alem shevachu malak kamosha amayna. Right after what they did to us, their mida, their mahus is kafui tova, to not be makir, all the goodness that was done to them, even if it was generations later. Still, we go out of our way, right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do the first couple of makos because of Akaras HaTov, even though it was inanimate objects, right? Still, afalpikin, we go above and beyond for the mida of Hakaras HaTov. If you look in the Klei Yakar here, the Klei Yakar notes Chazal pick up on a slight difference in Lashon in the Pasuk. When we talk about that Hashem switched the curses of Bilam and he made them into brachos, so first the Pasuk says, V'lo av Hashem l'kechal l'shmoa el Bilam, he didn't want to listen, sorry, the previous Pasuk, V'asher sochar alechaz Bilam b'mibzor aram anraim l'kal alecha, right, to curse you, V'yavok Hashem l'kechaz aklala livracha, he changed the curse to bracha. Klala is singular. Chazal pick up on that. What do you mean klala singular? It's all the klalas. All the klalas. Says the Klei Yakar right here. So Lashon Zetzorech Biur. Ki Echi Tachin Lomar. Two questions. First, he has another question. Shaklala Atzma Tihiyel Bracha. First of all, how can you say that he switched the klala to a bracha? No, he knocked out the klala and gave him a bracha instead. From the Lashon, it sounds like he made the klala into a bracha. How does that work? Avo bi shabo ben makom aklalas brachos me'ein advarim shorasa kalam become makom ein aklala atzma bracha. So question number one is, what does it mean he made the klala into a bracha? It means he didn't let them. How is it exactly opposite? Number one. Number two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mi birchos of shaloso rasha talamin mahaya beliba lakalam, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kufhei, from his brachos, you know what he wanted to curse them. And the maskan of that Gemara is that they all were chozer. When Bnei Yisrael sinned, they were all chozer laklala, except for Matovo lecha Yaakov. But the Knesset is about Bati Medra shows, as the Pasuk says, klala. Klalos lo namar ela klala. So you see, one of them stayed a bracha, even though all the other ones switched back to klala. So, where do you see this? How is one of them, Matovu, different than all the others? So says the Klei Yakar. after explaining al derech Kabbalah a little bit, she bilam kosim haya vaya roe bitzagnina shel Yisrael shel Yemora called Ramalala b'gishal kalalam. Bilam saw into the constellations and he tried to make everything into a klala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, always tries, if possible, to stay within derech HaTeva to save us. If he has to go to derech HaNeis, fine, but he tries to stay in derech HaTeva. So, for example, we have the Kochav, that the Shmo, the name is Ra'a, and it's Mora on Dam. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it into Dam Mila. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, if somebody's born under the mazel of Madim, you can be a butcher, you can be a murderer. Ready? Kadosh Baruch Hu changes it. So by all the klalas, Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to do that. Using within what Bilam said, but there was one that was unique. There was one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could keep within what Bilam said, meaning the klala that he tried to say, and keep his words and make it into a bracha. How? By all the other ones, he wants to curse us. Hashem has to change us. Shalomi derech HaTeva. But here, by Bati Medrash and Bati Knesios, why is that unique? Because, as Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a mashkon by the Beis HaMikdash, where the stones, where the rocks deserving of being burned? No, we were. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu let his anger out on the wood and the stones instead of us. So that curse of Bilam's, that he says, oh, the shuls and the Bati Knesset, but the Medrash shouldn't be around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into Matovu, but what does the Gemara say? That's the only one that stayed a bracha. What do you mean stayed a bracha? Because even the klala that Bilam said turned into a bracha. He gufa was a bracha. So that's just the Klayakar explaining the Gemara that relates to our issue. Okay, Dinei Mitzvah Klulim B'Pshat HaKasuv, Omash Yevenim B'Lashon Sifri. I've already spoken about this. Says the Minchas Chinuch, says the Sefer HaChinuch in terms of what is included in the halacha. The iser zeh hayanoi b'zacharim shein b'nei melchama. The chinuch says this mitzvah applies to men who are b'nei melchama b'zman shehoy Yisrael ad masam, when Am Yisrael are on their land, when they have an army, shein ochamin amon moav, when we fight, shehein b'iser zeh mehishlimi mahem. Right, it was only by the men because that was man melchama. The Minchas Chinuch does not like this. Minchas Chinuch says, who says this is only b'shas melchama? Sounds like from the chinuch it is, but who says? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Mavur, from other sources, from Sefer Shmuel, the Labdavka b'Mulchama. No, you're never allowed to be Shoel b'Shalom. And all Yisrael Amuzar, men, women, is Labdavka b'Shas Mulchama. It is always. That's one machlokas. Whether it's only women or not, whether it's a din in Mulchama. The Chinuch then continues and says, Bizman Azeh, for sure, doesn't apply. Avalachshah Bizman Azeh, Ein Banu Koach Lihi Lachem. We don't have an army. We don't have a Malchus Beis David, who can lead us to conquer all these lands. So that's reason number one, that it does not apply today. And this is the reason that everybody agrees to. The Gemara already says in Brachas and elsewhere that Sancheriv was Mevabal, all the Umos, and therefore this mitzvah, as the previous mitzvah of Amon Amoav, does not apply Bizman Hazer. Right? Remember the Rambam, I think we might have alluded to last time. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that all of these mitzvos, being Machram the Shiva Amamin and Amon Moav, do not apply today, as the Rambam's Lashon is the Kfar Avdu V'Avad Zichram. Right, their Zecher doesn't apply, Avdu V'Avad Zichram. Unlike, right, as is pointed out, that the next Rambam about Amalek, he does not say V'Kfar Avad Zichram. Perakei Alachahei, Mitzvahs Asei La'Abed Zera Amalek, Shenemar Timche Zecher Amalek, U'Mitzvahs Asei Luzkar Tamid, Ma'asav ha-ra'im va'arei vaso, kedei lo'orei vaso, to remember what he did to keep the feelings in our hearts. Asr l'shkoach evaso v'sinaso. The Rambam does not say at the end of that halacha of Amalek that kvar abdu v'avad zichram. So you might say, well, you have to read one in light of the other one. He said it in the first halacha, so he means it in the second halacha, which is somewhat difficult, because if he wants to apply it to two halachas, l'chari he should say it in the second one, and then he'll go back to the previous two. So based on this, Ramosha Soloveitchik and others were medayek that maybe Amalek is not kvar abdu v'avad zichram. Amon, Moav, all of the Shiva Amamin, right, all of those, they don't apply today, because it's all mixed up, right? Even the Gemara in Brachas tells the story, right, at the end of the Sugya, with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Machlokas about Tzilas Arvis Rishus, Tzilas Arvis Keva, and they appointed Rabbi Gamliel as the, they removed Rabbi Gamliel, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the new one in charge. So at the end of that Gemara, they have a discussion about Amon and Moav, and whether it is something that is Lamaisa today or not, right? If you remember, that's the Gemara, Chaf Chesam and Aleph, Bo Bayom, Bo Yehudi Ger Amoni, Lifnei Bebeis HaMedrash, Yehuda, a ger, an Ammonite convert. Amar lehem mani lava bakal. He says, can I marry in? Rabbi Gamliel says, no way, asur. Rabbi Yeshua says, mutter. Rabbi Gamliel says, what do you mean? There's a pasuk in Chumash that says he can't. So Rabbi Yeshua says, v'chi amun umoa bim koman hen yoshvim, kfar ala sancherev, melech asher, bil belas kala umos. They're already all mixed up. They're called the parish, meruba parish. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Gamliel, this mitzvah does not apply. Even the times of the Tanaim, it didn't apply already. Bezman Tanach. Says Rabbi Gamliel, says, oh, weren't they returned? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, they were not returned, and therefore he tiru lava bakal. Even though this guy says, I'm from Ammon, we would allow him to be part of the nation. But when it comes to Amalek, that still applies. Why? Because as we have discussed, there is biological Amalek and halachic Amalek. Biological Amalek doesn't apply anymore. Sancharev was mevalba kala umos. Halachic Amalek, any nation that has as its charter to destroy Klal Yisrael, they have the status of Amalek, and that is a mitzvah in our day to remember, and David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should be removed from the land, all of the terrible elements that Amalek stands for. Good. Once we're talking about the mitzvah of Hakdama Shalom, negative, right? You're not allowed to be Makdim Shalom to Amon and Moav. Let's just talk about the positive for a couple of minutes, right? We know it says in Pirkei Avos, Havi Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam. Right, Masya ben Chayri says that in the fourth parak, Havi Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam, Havi Zonav La'arayas, Vati Rosh L'shu'alim. Be Shalom, right? Be Makdim Shalom for every person. And it says, what's the very next line? Zonav La'arayo. You should be a tail for lions. Maybe alluding to the fact that it doesn't matter who the person is, be Makdim Shalom. And there are Gemaras about this, right? The Gemara in Brachos Yud Zayim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai always said Shalom to somebody beforehand. Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam, Afilu L'nachri Bashuk, even the non-Jew, Bashuk, right? The famous story that is quoted in the Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust of someone who always said good morning, right? Morgan Darmuller, and he was saved because he recognized the Shalom, Mamish saved his life. But there are other Gemaras, Gemara Kiddushin, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, we always stood up, Mikami Savi Darmoy. If you look in the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tumimah's commentary on Pirkei Avos, he said there's even allusion in the Torah to the fact that this halacha of Havi Makdim Shalom, you should say hello to people. That's the opposite of this mitzvah, the positive. Just say hello to people. It's alluded to in the pasuk in Baal Oscha. V'ho'ish Moshe haya anav ma'od mikal ha'adam asher al pnei adamah. Why doesn't it say mikal adam? What do you mean mikal ha'adam? So Tosfos in a few places, in Yevamos Samach Aleph says, Adam means Jews. Ha'adam means to include even non-Jews. Or not, mean it for Tumas Ohel, possibly. So, says the Baruch Sha'amar, maybe that's Anav Mikal Ha'adam, even Umos Ha'olam. Everybody in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu, was in Anav too. And that's the Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam. So that's the general. It's good to say hello. There are the two areas of halacha that are discussed by the poskim and by the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin that says, Ein Sho'alin Daf Ayin, Ein Sho'alin Bishlom Isha. Right? You're not supposed to ask. You're not supposed to ask about She'ela Shalom. Right? How's the wife doing? Please send regards. The Gemara seems to say, no, you're not supposed to do that. Ein Sho'alin Bishalom Isha. Right? Gemara says, Alidei Baila. He says, Ein Sho'alin Bishalom Isha Klal. Period. Says Rashi, Shema mitok she'ela shalom, you regilin zemze, aide shlucham, v'yavola dechiba, even through a shliach, if you start asking too many questions about the wife. Tosfos says, aye, what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Aye sara ishtecha? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is modeling behavior for us. Aye sara ishtecha, he asked. So says Tosfos, important chilek, there's a difference between she'ela shalom and lishloach la shalom. She'ela Shalom is not something personal, not something very beloved. She'ela Shalom, and that's generally what we do. Yeah, send regards, how's your wife doing? Please send her my best. That's not anything personal. That we might call She'ela Shalom. L'shloach la Shalom, whatever that is, that's something more personal. That's what the Tosfos says. And the Aruch HaShulchan also, in Evan Ezer, in Simen Chafalov, which is the Simen about Richuk min Ha'arayos, he says also there, Lefiza Eino Iser Rak Mish'ela Shalom Sheish Bozek Kiruv Das Va'ava Avar Lomer Latzafra Tava, they say good morning. V'ki Agavna Nir De'ein Iser V'lishol, right, there's not no Iser at all. And not only is there no Iser, very important, Ben Yehoyada, there in Kiddushin Naf Ayin, you must, you have to, is Derech Eretz. The more you know a person, v'nirli b'siyata d'shmaya, d'hai k'chol d'shmuel, lesa ela b'ish nachri she'ein makira. If you don't know her, it's inappropriate. V'ein lo'es karvasima, V'lachein aser l'shol b'shloma, because that's showing you want to get close. Aval adam shu karov shela, but a person who's a relative or who knows her. O afilu zar mimena achnis arich bebeis hakama pa'amim. You've stayed at her house a couple times. You're friendly. V'nehena mimena im yidrosh b'shloma eino nira te kavanos alasos kiriv da'asima ulo ora b'ino l'b'ina ava v'chiba. Just saying shela shalom, that doesn't reflect that I'm something inappropriate. T'be'emesu chayev l'shol b'shloma. Mishur es derech eretz v'nimus ha'olam. You have to ask. That's what we do. Kivan did his arech bebeisa, v'kibel hanova tova mimena, v'ech ye kafui tova, levilti yidrosh b'shloma b'figoba, v'hach yavi yitzel alisha, v'chulu alisha, when the isha shunamis. Lachain shalom zehu ala b'tores chiyuv. It's an obligation. Vein osev okirav das. Aval kan, the only problem in the Gemara context, because we don't know a person. And then, if you try to be too friendly to a total stranger, that already is something that smacks of inappropriateness, and that's why it would be a problem. So that's she'ela shalom specifically, ish ve'isha. The other issue to bring up by she'ela shalom is before davening. Are you allowed to say hello to somebody before davening? So that's the Shulchan Aruch. One should not say Shalom Aleichem. To say good morning or Safer Demaritav, some other language which does not invoke the Shem Hashem on my friend, that would be okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Peites in Sif Beis. I'm not supposed to go specifically to say hello to somebody, but if I happen to meet them on the street on the way to davening or in shul, right, to say hello, even to say shake their hand, even the poskim, the Piskei Tshuva discusses. Let's say you see the Baal Simcha on the way to shul to say Mazel Tov. That's fine. That's basic Derech Eretz. It's only maybe one should stay away from using Shem Hashem, because that specifically should be reserved for when we talk to our Kaddish Baruch Hu first thing in the morning. Okay, we'll stop here. Here, Beth Hashem, with Amon and Moav, and next time we'll get into the two mitzvahs related to other people that we shouldn't and are not allowed to marry.